Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, commander of AFPC and your podcast host. I'd like to also welcome back your Air Force's Personnel Center Executive Director, Ms. Kimberly Toney.
Thank you, General. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. We're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Now, your Air Force's Personnel Center executes more than 400 programs covering the entire lifecycle of Department of the Air Force military and civilian personnel. And today we are focusing on officer promotion boards, what you should look at before the board convenes, and what happens if you're not selected for a promotion. Now, civilians and enlisted members, don't tune out. You're critical to this process, too. And so thanks for being familiar with this. How officers get promoted, the timelines, the Air Force versus Space Force, all the different LAF categories. There's a lot of differences, and it has changed over time, Ms. Toney. And you've seen it, I'm sure, in your time at AFPC and in service.
Absolutely. And we've seen some really big changes between the Air Force and Space Force, and the Space Force not having a PRF for their promotion boards. So the evolution of time and the evolution of focusing on performance, that's what you really need to key in on overall.
I appreciate that. And I think that's one of the things that we try to kind of tie into is even though these processes change or forms change, there are some baseline fundamental, principles, if you will, and reasons the way we do things we do. And we're continually modifying and evolving, but those principles still are in play. And certainly officer promotions is one of those because it's all about meritocracy. It's about promoting the right officers to serve in the next grade based on their performance and potential to serve. And we use all of these different processes and tools to be able to do that. Now, as always, we always want to have a subject matter expert with us, so I'm going to stop talking right now and turn it over to Ms. Poppy Briley, who's the Deputy Chief of Officer Promotions Management, who will certainly have much better things and more expert things to be able to tell you about how officer promotions management works. She and her team are solely responsible for clarifying eligibility for officer promotions and the selection or non-selection of eligibles post-board. With 27 years of experience managing Air Force personnel systems under her belt, she is an expert on officer promotions. Welcome, Poppy.
Thank you. I don't know about the expert part, but happy to be here.
We're glad to have you here. Now, I'm going to start off right from the beginning, because we have lots of lieutenants in the Air Force. And so imagine I'm a first lieutenant or a lieutenant in the Air Force. And what do I need to do to prepare for that next promotion board?
Make sure your records are clean, everything on your Prada and your AMS is good to go. And the Secretary of the Air Force will agree or disagree to promote you. Anyway, I did just receive a phone call before coming over here. An individual asked if he could get non-select counseling on why he didn't get captain. And we don't provide non-select counseling for lieutenants who don't get captain. 9 times out of 10, they got a do not promote from their leadership. And if they got a do not promote from their leadership, SECF probably agreed with the leadership's do not promote. Therefore, they didn't get captain. So you always want to make sure you get a promote statement on that mail when it comes out for consideration when it's your turn as a lieutenant.
Well, that's a good point because it's not guaranteed 100% promotion at any rank. And so, you mentioned two things I think we've talked about before. One of those is your records. Your records are going to meet every selection board process for your entire career. And so start right now. If you're a lieutenant, make sure that all those decorations, all those performance reports, all the information in there is correct. If you don't now, you're going to end up scrambling to try to get it fixed later, and it's going to be a lot more difficult. So thanks for a reminder on that. I think the other thing is you mentioned the promotion recommendation folder, and as I just want to throw out there as a supervisor, as a senior rater, per AFI, it is our responsibility to give back those officers their PRF before it meets the board.
Absolutely. Sometimes that doesn't happen, sir.
And that would help in that question, because if that captain actually got that PRF back and it said do not promote, probably going to know now, and they probably won't call you and ask why.
He wouldn't be surprised had he got it back within that 30 days prior.
Yeah. Well, so now we've talked about that lieutenant, but what about the field grade officer? Now I'm a major. What changes?
So I have a short list. I call it Poppy's List. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. And while you're working towards the promotion of major up to lieutenant colonel, work on your advanced academic degree. Be working on that. Look at the Department of the Air Force 2025 awards planning spreadsheet. These are things that are within your control, such as those team awards, DOD affiliated awards, and any individual awards specific to your career. Check your PRADA. Make sure all your evaluations are in there. If you received a referral OPR, and I know this is taboo and you don't want to talk about it, but if you got a referral OPR, make sure the rebuttal to said referral OPR is in there. Make sure the rebuttals to any adverse that you got, LORs or Article 15s, is in there. Because sometimes people call me and say, my rebuttal to that wasn't in there. Can I get an SSB? And why was it not? Make sure you take a look at your career data brief. Make sure those duty titles are correct, those duty AFSCs are correct, the places where you were stationed at in the duty history was correct, and those dates were correct also, because that's going to be critical when you get ready to receive that pre-OSB from your servicing MPF when it comes time for you to be considered for promotion.
Of course, if you find something that's not correct, work with your military personnel flight at your installation.
When you get into your eligibility window, we provide pre-OSB instructions for said items on that OSB that you can go to that particular office with that direct phone number or email saying, hey, my language is not updated correctly. This is the office that you call. Hey, my joint information is not updated correctly. The pre-OSB instructions has the office that you can call. But while you're waiting to get into that sweet spot of the window to meet that next promotion board, feel free to see your officer promotions office at your service and MPF, and they can point you in the right direction until you're in your board window.
Great. Excellent. Well, actually, I'm going to jump to the Total Force Service Center question, and then I'm going to come back and ask a final question there before we switch topics. So the Total Force Service Center here operates a call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 361 days a year, where personnel experts are available to support you and provide answers to your questions. Now, the questions received in the call center about officer promotions are often, how or where do I check to see when I'm promotion eligible, and how can I check the status of the promotion board after it's occurred? Poppy, how can officers check their promotion eligibility?
One of the tiles on MyFSS is My Promotion. Then you go to Officer Promotions, and then you're going to scroll about halfway down to the chart that says CY25, U.S. Air Force Officer Promotion Eligibility and Opportunity Chart is at your fingertips on MyFSS.
That's excellent. And so, you know, the one question I saved was, okay, we've gone through this process. So if I'm not selected when I meet the board, what happens?
You're going to fall into one of two categories. So if you're IPZ, you're no longer IPZ. You're going to turn into APZ. And you'll get a chance again at the next promotion board. But there are some people, they've been APZ one too many times, and you'll either be selectively continued based on SECAF needs. SECAF determines critical skills on who can be selectively continued, and those who are selectively continued will come out during the promotion release. Now, if SECAF determined that you could not be selectively continued, and that pretty much means you'll be allowed to stay until you're retirement eligible, for those who are not selectively continued will receive a mandatory date of separation.
Hey, Poppy, what happens if I have an active duty service commitment with that?
Well, the NDAA changed in December 2024. And as of right now, the Department of the Air Force is creating policy on how to administer the mandatory DOS for those who have an active duty service commitment, because everybody's not the same. And you get to stay until your active duty, the furthest out active duty service commitment that you have. If you have adverse, there's discussions on reboarding those people to see if we should still keep them or not, which is totally separate from the selective continuation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, one of those things that can help also in this whole process, because it's about performance and it's about, you know, and developing over time as you prepare to meet those different promotion boards, is mentor. And Ms. Tony, I know you're very familiar with mentoring. And what kind of things can you tell us about the importance of having a mentor?
Well, your mentor can provide very valuable guidance, support, and advice, and help foster your professional and personal growth. They will give you fresh perspectives on things. They can help you identify areas where you might need improvements or you might have shortfalls. They can help build your confidence. They can help also help you enhance your leadership skills. Reach out. Make sure you have a mentor. You know, it's great to have these conversations, hard conversations with your supervisors, but mentorship is very important for the mentee and the mentor as we continue to grow our airmen. So make sure you stay engaged with that and continue your development and somebody else's.
Thanks, Ms. Tony. Thank you, Poppy.
Yes, sir.
That's all for today. Next time, we're going to discuss enlisted professional military education. And again, this is for everyone, civilians, officers, and enlisted to listen in, so please do so. If you have a question or issue you would like us to address, look for our contact information in the comments from your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first. I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.